T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maxi, once again, the Twins could not come through in the clutch, as Mike Max joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Yeah, it was two straight days of frustrating opportunities. You know, but yesterday they gave it away in the eighth. I mean, Devin Smeltzer pitched so well for seven innings. He just was dialed in, and he kind of owned the Royals lineup, and he was throwing that changeup. He was doing everything right. And then Tyler Duffy had a bad outing. He gave up 3 runs in the eighth inning and made it 3-2, and they just hit the ball around the park, no home run. So then the Twins get the bases loaded, nobody out again in the eighth, and 2 strikeouts and a weak ground out by Max Kepler, and they're out of it. In the ninth inning, they come up, they get 2 guys on, and they can't score, and they lose 3-2 to the Royals. But it looked like a game that was won. I mean, Kansas City, they didn't have much life. I don't think they had a guy pass second base until the eighth inning. Devin Smeltzer made his 3rd start coming up from AAA again and was really good. They just didn't hit in the clutch again. And, you know, Byron Buxton had a great dive. It was a little ground ball in the ninth inning, and he was safe at first base. He dove with a diving slide to get there, but man, is he mired in a slump. Even when he hits the ball well, they're not falling, and a lot of times he doesn't hit the ball well, and they need him to get out of that right now, and he's got a lead. He's hovering around 200 right now as a hitter, and he's got to be hovering around 280 for this team to be good offensively.
And the amazing thing is he's, I think, still second or third in the American League in home runs with 11. But his average, like you said, is hovering around 200, kind of almost a Miguel Sano type of thing. Although 200 might be high for Sano, but you know,
that might be a little high. Yeah,
but a lot of home runs.
Buxton can run, so that makes up for some of it. But yeah, you need him. They're not going to be many guys to hit 300 anymore, except for Luis Arraez. But that's just the way the league is built right now. But he's just got to manufacture some things for him. And I don't know if you can, I don't know if that's just changing the, something philosophically the way he hits. He's not afraid to swing at the first pitch, and they've encouraged that. I don't know if he needs to go deeper into counts or what, but this is a big one. This is a big slump that he needs to get out of, especially because they made him the face of the franchise and the leader. So he's got to, he's got to be unselfish all the time, and he burdens a lot of responsibility with that new contract that he got. And the easiest way to lead is to play really well.
And was I the only one, do you think, holding my breath when he slid into first base, wondering whether Buxton was going to come up with an injury?
Exactly. Because it's just, his body, I don't know if it's built that way or what, but you're right, Tom. Every time he slides or does something, you're so used to him getting up and going, uh-oh, is he holding this hamstring? What happened there? And that was a classic play where you'd see a Buxton injury. Fortunately, he got through it. And it was a great example for the team because it was great hustle, but they couldn't get him in from there.
Yeah, and it was ruled a hit, so it did break an 0-for-30 slump, I think it was.
Is that what it was? Yeah, I didn't know if it was ruled a hit or not, and it should have been because it was close play at first, but yeah, it was 0-for-30, I believe.
Yeah, and with his speed, when they make those scoring decisions, they factor in the fact that, yeah, he can beat it out.
Yep.
So I don't know what you do. We can't complain too much. The Twins are in first place. Their pitching has been outstanding, even though Tyler Duffy, had the issues in the eighth inning. You only give up 3 runs. You should win those games with the lineup the Twins have.
For sure, and their pitching has been good. Now most teams' pitching is better this year because home runs are so far down, But the Twins have everybody coming into the season said, oh, boy, I don't like that starting pitching, myself included. And I don't know how you can win with that pitching. They got Correa, but they didn't do anything on the starting pitching. But those guys have stepped up. A lot of guys have stepped up, and their bullpen, too. You mentioned it. Last night was a – fly in the ointment with Duffy, who they need to be a reliable kind of a bulldog eighth inning guy. He's their veteran that's been with the team throughout that's in that lineup. But they hit some line drives on him last night, and Bobby Witt Jr., who's their much ballyhooed prospect coming up, got the big hit for him, and he's got a little something there. But the Royals do not have a lot right now.
Anything new with the Minnesota Vikings? The last I read about Kirk Cousins, he was relearning a playbook from top to bottom because it's his, what, seventh straight new offensive coordinator?
Yeah. I've lost track of how many guys he's played for, quarterbacks, coaches, offensive coordinators, and head coaches. Now, O'Connell's really the offensive coordinator on this team, even though Wes Phillips is given that title. Cousins talked this week, and so, you know, we all listen when he talks, and he talked about it's a new playbook and new nuances. I visited with K.J. Osborne out there, the talented wide receiver, kind of their third wide receiver, and he said, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that's new about this stuff that we have to learn, but it's nothing overwhelming for these guys. Football can be a complicated game, as you know, Tom, but my gosh, they basically practice 365 days a year right now if they want, with all the film they can watch and all those things. So it shouldn't be that hard to master. They're very excited about some of the things it allows them to do, particularly with three wide receivers, and Dalvin Cook is a single back. They think that they can, and there's all kinds of things they can do to move the ball around on the field, and that's what Cousins is mastering right now. So far, they've had, good OTAs. They've had good weather. They've had good pace at their practices. Everybody's fine, but nobody's been injured. There's no holdouts, all those things. But I don't think it should be, because they got so many veterans, that difficult for them to get this offense down.
And I think Vikings fans have some reason for some optimism, if for no other reason than there's some new blood. It's a new regime. Yeah. And hopefully something can finally gel with this team.
Then you just described the Viking Nation. Yep. I mean, we kind of go through these cycles, and now it's time to be optimistic and fired up again and see if there's something there that they can unravel and open the chest that's a little bit different. And they've got enough players. I mean, it was Irv Smith being back. Don't discount that, because he was a big miss last year with his injury. And then you've got Jefferson and Thielen still playing at a high level. Delvin Cook is what he is, and Alexander Mattison's a good backup, and Kirk Cousins has been a really good quarterback. So your offensive line, if Darisaw is healthy and Garrett Bradbury can learn, he's got to get better. He's just got to grow as a football player. But it should be okay. And then on defense, you get, it's going to be really interesting to see, Jordan Hicks they pick up, Desarius Smith, Harrison Phillips, who's been, he's quite a vocal guy there in the middle, defensive tackle, very active in the community, very outspoken kind of guy. But you got Harrison Smith on the back end. You've Patrick Peterson's back. You got enough players there that you should be competitive. And now the question is, can you be better than Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Well, we'll find out in week one, won't we? That's when they open against the Green Bay Packers. That is Mike Max. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Maxie, we'll talk to you again next hour. This is Tom Hauser sitting in for Vanita Sarkar on the WCCO Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.